members of the jury, you are the exclusive judges of all of the facts in this case. The credibility of all of the witnesses and the weight to be given to all of their testimony. In deciding the facts, you are to view the evidence presented in court. You should not regard any statements made by me or the attorneys as evidence. If an attorney asks a witness a question, that is not to be called evidence. Evidence is, thus, the answering under oath of a certain question with an answer of true or not true. Your determination of all the evidence in this case is not to be based upon sympathy or bias for or against the defendant, nor should your decision be based on your conception of how the lawyers conduct the questioning. I may at some point in time refer to some particular evidence in this case. I do not intend to refer to all of the evidence in this case. I do not intend to imply that one certain piece of evidence is to be given more weight than another. The evidence that I do refer to is not the only evidence that you should consider when you go back to that jury room to deliberate on the case. You are responsible for all of the evidence in the case in determining your verdict. That is your duty. My duty as judge is to determine questions of law and then to deliver your instructions as to how the law applies to the evidence presented in this case. What it really comes down to is that the law is my province, and the determination of the truth to be found from the evidence is your province. I will not instruct you what the truth is.